other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, feels like Friday for me because I won't be here tomorrow. Jason Burmess is going to be sitting in as I gear up to go to Denver. Live reports all throughout next week with Jason Burmess sitting in. We got Mark Dice with his second edition of the Resistance Manifesto coming on. He'll be talking about that. He also has a new book on dating out. Professor Francis A. Boyle on a really serious subject, dealing with the anthrax attacks. He's been writing and exposing about the fact that it was an inside job since shortly after it happened, and he's a bioweapons expert, helped write U.S. treaties, and, of course, worked for several White Houses. So he'll be coming on with us in 2 hours. Actually, that's in 3 hours. We have a fourth hour now, the last 6 months or so. I'm just now getting used to it. But he'll be with us in the fourth hour, Professor Francis A. Boyle, today. In the first 2 hours, we are going to have wide open phones. Sure, I've got a lot of important economic news, a ton of the growing bizarre Orwellville news. I have a lot of military news. I have White House news as they get more and more trouble, finally, at least the beginnings of what could bring them into some type of justice, for their criminal activities dealing with creating fake documents associating Iraq with Al-Qaeda. So we'll be talking about that today as well. But I want to take a lot of your phone calls. Any issue, any subject, any discussion you would like to have, you have a question, a comment, or a point you'd like to make, or a particular news item. You ever watch Washington Journal on C-SPAN? Of course, the hosts aren't like me. They hardly talk. They just sit there and listen to you for a minute or so and then hang up on you. Maybe that's the only way for us to take a lot of calls on this show is for me to just sit there and say nothing and go, thank you, caller. I don't think I can do that because the callers are going to ask me questions and then I'm going to want to elaborate. I'm going to try to keep my answers down to 30 seconds. How's that sound? Short answer theater here. We'll see what happens. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Of course, our vaunted websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv, as well as Infowars.net and JonesReport.com. I was on Tom Martino's radio show till 40 after today and then raced from my house over to the studio. And they took, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 phone calls while I was on, and every caller agreed, including a police officer that called in and others, about government-sponsored terror and how they're federalizing the police and how the shadow government is basically eating the rest of the country. So I just wanted to briefly break down continuity of government, why the New World Order likes it, why they're setting it up, and we will break that down on the other side of this quick break, and then go to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And I really have been getting better and better at actually taking the calls and going to them quickly. I'd say 5-6 an hour when I'm taking them. That's not very quick, is it? So I'm going to try to, I've done it a few times successfully. We'll see if one of those is those days. I know we always get unlimited phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. You know, I even have my own phone system here in my own office. And if I open it up and give the number out once, you can open it for 5 seconds and 20 phone calls will come in. Or more. We've opened it for like 30 seconds before and had like 30, 40 overwhelming the system. We only have 5 phone lines, actually 6, at Genesis. So 1-800-259-9231. And what you can do is, when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to dial in real fast. But by taking more of your calls, it gives us a chance to actually get to them all. In fact, I'm just going to come to your calls right when we get back, and I'll get the continuity of government at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Saturday night. And we're going to be exposing the feds trying to pull any false flag caravans or provocateur rioting so they can shut down the peaceful demonstrations. And I think this cheesy song goes well as our anthem for this mission. Smokey and the Bandit was for the last Bilderberg. in New York, Mark in Florida, Bill, Ian. Who's that last one there? Raphael and others. We're going to be going to your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. There is a lot of important news and information and two big guests coming up today, actually three. But at least for the next hour and a half, I want to take a lot of your phone calls. At the bottom of the hour, I'll briefly get into continuity of government because I kind of had an epiphany this morning. I mean, I already knew it. It had already been stated. It's a fact, but it just came even more clear to me than ever. So I thought I'd break that down a bit for everybody. Let's talk to James in New York first out of the box. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, I was wondering if I could just share a very quick, easy, and effective tool in the InfoWar with your listeners.
Sure.
Here's what I do. If you're not the type of person who's into confrontations and videotaping and all that stuff, I have recently gone out and purchased sidewalk chalk, a very simple tool. And in the middle of the night, I write little messages on my very busy street parallel to the driver's side of everybody's cars so that when they wake up in the morning and they have to drive to work, they're greeted by a little message saying, well, what happened to Building 7? What is Operation Northwoods, MK Ultra? And so,
I'll tell you why this is such a good idea and it's such genius. A lot of people are doing it all over the world. You know, they do it with chalk in the Hawaiian Islands by, you know, famous waterfalls. And it's only there for a day or so, but thousands see it. I mean, it's happening in Peru. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in Texas. The reason sidewalk chalk is great, it doesn't damage anything, and it's novel. And people tend to notice it and pay attention to it, but no one can say that it's vandalism. Though they'll probably, if people start really doing it, say that it's Al-Qaeda or something and say it's the death penalty. But, yeah, fabulous idea. Continue.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the neighborhood that I live in is pretty busy, and I know that, you know, we have the regulars that leave in the morning for their commute, and chances are they're going to be sitting in front of a computer for a number of hours. So if they're greeted by a shocking message first thing in the morning, it's a pretty good chance they're going to take that to work and, you know, perhaps Google WTC7 or something like that. I put up there Google Terror Storm, you know, Operation MK Ultra, blah, blah. And, yeah, I hope it's having an effect. It stays there for a couple of days. The rain washes it away. No one can accuse me of, like you said, vandalism or, you know, intent to destroy any property. It comes and goes. And, you know, there are some nights people
Al-Qaeda-ism.
Wake up.
Al-Qaeda-ism. Sorry, go ahead.
Waiting for him. And one last thing. You know, I thank you, Alex, and I thank all of your listeners and everybody else because sometimes, you know, things appear to be out of our control and they appear to be hopeless. But my mom, who is in her mid-50s, recently woke up to all this stuff after 7-plus years of throwing it back in my face about how, oh, it could never be, you know, 9/11 could never be an inside job. I could never believe my own government, blah, blah. So it takes many, many years in cases, but there are success stories, and it feels good every time it works. So keep up the good work.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, James. Great point. Yeah, what would happen if just the millions of listeners to this show, millions, if you went to the local toy store or to Slave Mart or the Police State Target stores, and you marched in there and you bought one of those little $3 boxes of whatever they cost, I buy them for my children, a couple bucks, a whole box of chalk, red chalk, blue chalk, green chalk, pink chalk, white chalk. And in walking your dog, you could literally, at the park or at the corner, just lean down and people say, what are you doing? Oh, it's sidewalk chalk. I'm drawing pictures for people. And it's really a great idea. And I've never consciously thought of doing that. That is, thought of telling listeners to do it. I just keep seeing sidewalk chalk pop up in Austin with political messages. I see it all over the web. People take photos of it. And, yes, it's very, very, very effective. Good job, James. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I'm actually in Florence in Oregon.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. They told me in Florida.
That's all right. I'm not talking that clear this time of day. I just didn't get enough sleep last night to quite do that as well as I could. But anyway, Alex, I just had about two things I wanted to mention real quick. Tell you, excuse me, one is a question, and that is, have you thought about having another InfoWars money bomb anytime in the near future? Because
I have to spend that money first. I mean, I've got the office. I'm trying to hire people. I'm trying to buy cameras and hook them up and build a studio. And so I'm just trying to get that first mission done instead of just piling up, you know, some money. Now that money's all for the TV show and for the new office and things, because we could have done it without you, listeners. I do have some other projects, and if it looks like we start running out of that money, I've already spent about $60,000 of it, then I will ask for more. But I do need, but see, that money's all earmarked for that mission. I do need people to keep buying the books and videos and materials, not just because it supports us, but because it gets the word out, like Fabled Enemies, that you can now pre-order, that'll be shipping in just 10 days now, at InfoWars.com, Jason Burmese's new film. But, yes, we will probably in the future do a money bomb.
That's great. Alex, on George Norrie's show, Coast to Coast, with which you're well familiar, of course, about a year ago, maybe a little longer, he had a guest on named, a fellow named Stuart Sverdlov. It's a Russian name, an ethnic Russian name. It's S-V-E-D or E-R-D-L-O-W, I believe, or something like that.
Okay, Stuart Sverdlov.
Sverdlov, and I was wondering if you had heard of Project Bluebeam. Has anybody mentioned that, or have you found that?
Yes, I have heard of secret government programs, and they are real, to create fake flying saucer phenomenon. And I happened to be driving home last night and heard Coast to Coast AM, where he had the guest on, who for 4 years running has these fake UFO contests that can fool police, fool anybody. And they're talking about for a few $100 you can fool, you know, folks. You can fool people and show, yes, there are government programs declassified to project Jesus with holograms,
exactly.
Buddha, Muhammad, and that was all declassified in 1994. I remember seeing it in, of all places, I think Popular Mechanics.
Yeah, they call them a laser holograms, the laser facet of that technology of holographic imaging. And
yep.
I believe that it would be basically transmitted or projected through a satellite as a means of amplification in order to create a really large holographic image in the sky that could be seen by perhaps millions of people, or even, you know, the one half of the world, perhaps.
Well, that's right. And the Phoenix Lights are clearly just some amateurs with holographic smaller lasers. I mean, you can see those are holograms.
Yes, sir.
And then we've had this thing 3 football fields long drifting over Denton north of Dallas. And, I mean, I had family that saw a gigantic flying saucer. But I've talked to a lot of folks before that happened who've seen the giant blimp. And that's really what it is. It's like some big blimp they lower down and shine some lights on. And I've talked to people that have looked at it, and they say it looks fake. It doesn't really look. It moves around like a blimp. And I'm not saying there aren't aliens, folks. I just don't get into it. We know there's government programs for fake UFOs and Jesus and everything else. And it's part of it's a project, and the Russians have talked about this. In fact, what was it, about 4 years ago, they had an annual, I have to watch online some of it. They've been having it every year for a long time, since Shoemaker Levy, when they saw that plunge into Saturn, that giant comet, and then that once and for all proved that giant objects don't hit every million years. They're hitting every couple hundred years, just like what hit in, you know, 100 years ago in Siberia that destroyed thousands of square miles. Was a some type of asteroid or comet that blew up, vaporized, and so basically had the same effect as a nuclear weapon with an airburst type phenomenon. And so they started having global conferences, and they said publicly that it was the global UN conference in Russia. Whatever year it was in Russia, I know. And it was proposed that, yes, this could unify us for world government in the name of shooting down asteroids. Anything that's an outside threat. And they said, well, aliens is even better. So you're absolutely right, and I appreciate your call. That is certainly being looked at, and there's certainly, with the Pope coming out and saying aliens are real and everybody else saying it's real, something is going on. They're getting people ready for something. And we'll cover it. You know, the little green men land. They're probably just androids. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Okay, James and Mark were great callers, but we spent a whole segment with them. They brought up amazing topics. That's why I love calls. The different angles, directions. It's a grab bag. Brings up topics that we would never get to here on the show. But it's the catch-22. If I'm going to get to everybody, I've got to have brevity. And I'm talking to myself there. Alex, stop it. Be brief. Bill in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, my wife works for a old folks home that just recently got bought out, and they had this meeting where they're going to start doing random drug testing, and they said, now, if you come positive from one of our drug tests, we're going to put you on the no-work list, and you'll never be able to work again in the United States. That's what they're telling their employees.
And a lot of those are false positives, and see, all this sounds good. But then you're allowed to come up positive for the hundreds of government prescription drugs they push that are even more deadly than most illegal drugs. And certainly, employees that are drug heads are a problem. But yes, once they start putting you in databases, that's a whole nother level.
I'm not worried about her flunking, but the idea that they're threatening this no work list, and is there actually such a list?
Yes, they have databases of everything. They're run by private contractors. It's all criminal. It's all hooked into the government. They want disinfo in there. It is a new form of slavery. Just like there's over a million people on the no-fly list, and they admit that 99.99% have no connection to terrorists, everyone's going to be put on a list. And then you're going to have to go through government approval to get off of it, which will then train you to be registered and booked as a trusted traveler, trusted worker. That was all announced by Homeland Security. This is total prison grid.
Well, it's like I got turned down for one of those instant FFL checks, and now I got to find out how come. And it's like, well, and I asked the guy, how do you do this? And he goes, I don't know.
No, they're just training you. And see, suddenly all these years with the instant check, which is a registration, and don't let them tell you it isn't. The gun shops don't want you to know that because they want to just go along with it and have the Second Amendment destroyed. It's pathetic. They think cowering's the way to go. No, let's just be honest. The power to regulate and track is the power to destroy. And now I'm talking to famous UT football players who are, from the 60s and Daryl Royal championship teams in the 70s and business owners and car dealership owners and restaurateurs who can't buy guns and have no criminal record. And it's not just people calling me in emails. It's people I know. It's people who are upstanding members of the community. It's everywhere. It's tyranny. We have sown the whirlwind, ladies and gentlemen. We have sown the wind, we are reaping the whirlwind, and they are going to rape the daylights out of us until we say no.
And the last thing I have is I used to work in radio, and just prepping for a one-hour show, I don't see how you do a four-hour. I just don't. It's a lot of work.
Well, the enemy's doing so much evil, it's not hard, my friend. I appreciate your call. Are you kidding? I do a bunch of interviews every day, too. And then people say, you need to do this, you need to do that. Then I'm accused of running the Patriot community when I don't even run my own, balancing my own checkbook. People think I'm like omnipresent. No, I just bust my butt. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Florida. Ian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I'm wondering if you watched any of the NITS report they did on the webcast this morning.
No, I didn't watch the propaganda cast, but we are lining up tomorrow and next week. Professor Stephen Jones. And, of course, engineer Kevin Ryan and architect and engineer folks from that organization.
I don't know. Anyone who watched it, it was pretty blatant. Pretty much they came to the fact that thermal expansion caused the building to collapse. So fire and the steel expanded and it caused the building to collapse.
Yeah, you have a bunker building, one of the strongest in the country, with three sets of structures in it, built as a CIA command base. The state command base and the city command base, and then did they lie again and say that a third of the building was scooped out?
No, they just said a fire didn't knock out, but stressed one certain column that.
And then that made the whole building perfectly symmetrically collapse.
But they were running simulations, and the simulation didn't even go to the video, and they cut the simulation off before it even collapsed because it started collapsing forward. And of imploding, and I work in computer graphics, and I know a bit about simulations, and it's pretty hard if you're using actual physics to budget. So they just
well, their computer models said that the entire Antarctic this year was going to melt, and that the entire Arctic was going to melt, and instead Antarctic got 33% bigger, and the Antarctic got bigger, so... You know, like just Al Gore says so it must be true. Maybe Al Gore will tell us that the fire made the building fall, too. Maybe he'll tell us he invented the Internet. Maybe he'll tell us the Russians snuck attack Georgia. Maybe they'll tell us mercury isn't in vaccines or that it is and it's good for us. Maybe they'll tell us that Iraq had WMDs and artificial sweeteners are safe for you to eat. And maybe they'll tell you all these kids around us aren't dying of cancers. And maybe they'll tell us there's news out, major study. What's causing diabetes? The shots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
There's a woman in the night. Keep on rocking. The free world. Is this a free world that they're setting up? No, it's a prison planet. think about how wicked it is that the criminals that run our government ship the narcotics in and push the deadly legal drugs on our population and then set their agents upon us to imprison us for our weaknesses, for our addictions that they feed and push and sell. And it's all about brand naming. The war on terror is really the war on freedom. Operation Iraqi Freedom is really the war on sovereignty. It's a genocide war. Have you noticed Budweiser now has come out with new bottles and new beer? They're calling it Budweiser American Ale. American Pride. Kindler, gentler, machine gun hand. There's a problem with the new American Ale brand by Budweiser. They never called it American Ale. They never called it American. It was just American. But now that it's not American, they're going to call it American. The big lie. Do I care if Budweiser is owned by a Dutch company? No. Does it matter? If our roads are being taken over? Yes. Our ports, our schools, our governments. There's an example to all of you yuppies that just can't get it and just can't understand what it is. There's the lie, the big lie right there. The minute they take it over, the minute it's not American ale anymore. You know, Budweiser for years isn't even real beer. They just create an alcoholic syrup that tastes like beer and shoot it into water and tell you how fresh it is, and you go out and buy it. Again, it's all frauds. It's all lies. We can't have anything real anymore. Not the name, not where it's from, not what it is. It's not even beer. It's just a syrup pop drink with some liquor in it. I got a report here I want to get to later about, as we've already seen in studies, with another big study out, that massive links to the inoculations and diabetes in children. And I just hear it all over talk radio, all over the streets. I see the actual numbers as cancer explodes everywhere. And I'm just so sad when I hear these parents crying and weeping and begging and trying to save their little 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds dying of cancer, dying of the bioweapon attack, dying from the GMO food, dying from the plagues that are upon us. And they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to wake up. They're not going to turn it around. That goes for people that work for the government. FBI agents' kids are dying. Cops' kids are dying. You're not going to listen. You got to get hurt real bad by your masters. You got to go to absolute rock bottom before you turn around, don't you? Or maybe not. I mean, I have been doing interviews again. I've cut back lately trying to finish some films to only 3 or 4 a week. I've been doing a couple a day again. And I'm on adversarial radio shows. I'm on neutral radio programs. I'm on radio shows that are on my side. And almost every caller calls in and agrees with me. Police officers call in who the hosts know and say, he's telling the truth. We're being federalized. I didn't believe it. It's true. There really are provocateurs. You know, the stuff he's saying is accurate. You see, we can turn it around if we're just man and woman enough to admit what we've turned into, what we've become. Am I the best messenger? Do I have all the answers? Am I obnoxious? Do I make mistakes? Undoubtedly. Do I like having to be the mouthpiece here and to have all the attention on me? Do I like the danger it brings? Absolutely not. But I am committed to this, and I care about each and every one of you out there. Do I get angry at you? Do we get angry with each other? Is society falling apart? Yes. Does it make it tough on everybody? Police, citizens, firefighters, school teachers? It's tough on all of us. We're all in this together against a few thousand globalists who control the world's currency issuance and liquidity. And they are building a very, very bad world, a selfish world only for them. And it's time to break the chains, the mental chains. Now, briefly, and then I'm going to go to Raphael, Lindsay, Sherry, Clayton, and others. What is continuity of government? It is modern, scientifically packaged and crafted and tested martial law. But it's more than just total federalization, complete takeover of local communities. It is a takeover of the tyrannical government itself. It is a further centralizing from the states to the feds, from the feds to Homeland Security, from Homeland Security to private international contracting bodies and the president. It is the complete and total domination and takeover of the United States, and it's been done in every other major nation. The shadow government dominated and took over Japan and never relinquished control. The shadow government took over South Korea and never relinquished control. The shadow global government took control of Germany and Europe and never relinquished control. The shadow government has taken control of the United States and is expanding that control and removing the last checks and balances to open dictatorship of the elite, of the oligarchs. And then you study who runs NORTHCOM. You study who runs the defense contractors. You study who controls the Council on Foreign Relations. And it is made up of European, British, Israeli, and U.S. banks and financial institutions who are now in control of this nation. And at the highest levels, they are openly putting in British officers, Israeli officers, Dutch officers, German officers at the highest levels of the continuity of government system and handing over authority to private contractors, which are fully and wholly owned subsidiaries of foreign governments and corporations. You see, once you get federal control, then you can take control of the federal government. That's why the New World Order loves centralization. That's why they'll work with a communist dictator, a fascist dictator, a racial dictator. They'll work with anyone who centralizes. Because once they've centralized, they can focus their intelligence arms, private corporate government, into those already centralized systems and gain full control. And that has now happened. We have to come to grips with the fact that our nation is completely dominated, similar to what China was 150 years ago through the turn of the 20th century. We are subdivided. We are controlled. We are being sold off on the auction block globally right now. The NSA spies on whoever they want, whenever they want, for economic gain and espionage on the people. They spy on the mayors, the governors, the legislatures, the Congress, the parliaments. This has all been admitted. They have hit teams to murder anyone in high positions of power that tries to expose them. And the global ruling elite are social engineers and have believed in eugenics for 140 plus years and are carrying it out en masse against us now. They are murdering us. They are killing us. And no one else that I know of understands the paradigm to the level that we on this show do. And that is the one reason they have not killed us, is because they don't want to underline and highlight an exclamation point everything we're saying. They don't want our words glowing like brightest neon in the dead of this tyrannical darkness. Does that mean they won't try to implant me with cancer or run me over or kill me or set me up if they can? Undoubtedly. Do I barricade doors as a security precaution when I'm out of my home? Absolutely. Do I do that out of fear? No, I do that out of understanding enemy operations. This is very serious waters we're in. And I do everything I do out of love of the people. In a spirit of self-preservation. By preserving the nation and by preserving your liberty, I preserve my liberty and my children and family's liberty. My family line is what matters. My tribe, my people, and we are all connected to each other. I understand that life is transitory for the individual, but it is eternal in the species. It has the potential to be. And that is as sure as life, as sure as death, that we have the potential to people the stars. We have the potential to metamorphosize into wonderful things if we do not allow the destructive technocrats that are destroying the original creation to build their own monstrous system in their image. We need to become more wise. We need to study our technologies and let them grow more slowly and be more cautious and not let our species be overtaken and destroyed. It is the greatest danger we face. The elite are criminally insane. They are highly intelligent, but they are criminally insane and have dwelt too long in the darkness. Let's go to your phone calls. Raphael in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to tell you I'm a great fan. I think I want to thank you and Jason for opening my eyes. I was blind just like everyone else until I saw Loose Change. I just want to thank you for, you know, opening my eyes. It was a, you know, eye-opening experience.
Well, thank you. What is anything on your mind?
Yes. I just want to talk briefly about the NIST, their propaganda proposal they just had this morning. And there's a lot of questions in the proposal. There's obviously, you know, they say the buildings went down again because of fires, which is ridiculous. And one of your InfoWars reporters was cut off. I don't know if you know about this.
No, what happened? Cut off.
Well, one of your InfoWars reporter was asking a question about how can you say there was no demolition or explosives in the building if there was no metal to investigate. There was no metal actually, you know, to investigate.
Yeah, why did they cover up the crime scene?
Right. So your reporter was asking a very valid question, and of course he got cut off. And it was, you know, obviously.
How did he get cut off? Did they cut the feed, or did somebody cut his mic off?
Someone cut his mic off, and it was very. I mean, they cut him off totally. It was very unprofessional. And of course, the professor, Dr. Sudnam, I think his name was, Sudar, obviously gave a, you know, false answer. It was a terrible answer to the question. And it's just unbelievable how we keep getting cut off for asking valid questions.
Well, I didn't watch this. Was the person physically there, or was it part of the web conference they were taking calls or questions from the internet?
The reporter was physically there. They were also taking web questions, but he was physically there. He physically asked the question, and they cut his question. He was the only reporter to get his question cut off.
Of course. Now, well, that's it.
I mean,
they said they were with InfoWars?
Yes, well, that's what he said. I forget his name, but he did said, I am a reporter for InfoWars.com.
Probably Luke Radowski or somebody. We need to, whoever that was, have them call into the show. If it's one of our people, they'll have a hotline number. Call in. Let me guess, by the way, those on NIST are all top thermite explosives experts. There's only maybe 20 of them in the world or less, and it just so happens they're all working at NIST, very interesting, and involved in the reports as well, and involved in government black ops projects, no big deal. Let me guess, I bet he claimed falsely that, the evidence was studied. The steel wasn't hauled away. I mean, did he say something like that?
Yeah. Also, he said that he was open, that they were open to all possibilities, but later on he contradicted himself by saying they didn't even see a reason to investigate thermite in the buildings because it was impossible.
Oh, yes, impossible.
Which is crazy.
Multiple samples with it and video of gouts of it pouring out, burning seconds before it collapses as they ignite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Then you have the police saying, get back, we're blowing it up with a countdown. We're not saying the police were involved. They were just told, everybody back, it's coming down.
Yes, I know.
And BBC caught announcing how it fell, exactly how it fell before, and then now admitting that Reuters put that out internally, that it had already collapsed with a false start, just like they reported that Lee Harvey Oswald, before he'd been captured or his name was in the news, well, they got the time zones off. That happens. You know, these black op guys make mistakes. They're not perfect. They reported in New Zealand, Australian, and other papers that Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy, and this is a fact, before he was even captured. No big deal, though, huh?
Yep.
No big deal. Government loves you. They wouldn't hurt you. People that have power and rule the earth aren't evil. They're not. They don't want power. They're not cunning. They won't hurt you. They're good. They've never lied to you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
You know, sometimes, Fabled Enemies comes out in 10 days. Get yours first. Pre-orders come in. We'll have them packaged, ready to ship out. You'll get them first. Infowars.com. Toll free number to get Fabled Enemies. The big 9/11 film, getting into the intelligence agencies, the Israelis, the Pakistanis, the British, Cheney, Continental government, the anthrax attacks. The toll-free number to call and get it is 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order. Let's go ahead and talk to Lindsay in Idaho. Lindsay, you're on the air.
Good day, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I liked your caller that mentioned about doing things with the chalk.
Yes, sir.
And you said, oh, that was interesting, you know, something different. Here's one for you, and this came about. There was a viewer not too long ago that was found out your site was censored, like in London or something of that nature, on the computer, on the Internet. And I wonder if I go to my little library here in town, they have about 8 terminals, and punch in InfoWars, if it would come up or if it would be filtered, if you will. I went down there, punched it up. Nope, it came on the screen, and it dawned on me. I left it on the screen, and I went to there was about 3 other ones that were open and punched up your site and just left it on the screen for other people that would sit down next. That's the first thing they'd see. Now, whether they look at it or not, made no difference, but there it was, another way of spreading things.
Good job.
What do you think of that idea?
It's awesome. I've done that myself. I've been at the Mac store picking up one of our home computers. You know, they say it's ready, and you go pick it up, and it's not ready, or there's some huge line. And I'll just go around to like 20 terminals. With the local Patriot stations, like 90.1, and the times I've been, say, in a Circuit City or a Best Buy, I would just obnoxiously turn all the radios onto it. Or if I'm in a rent car, I'll put it onto that. I mean, absolutely. I've done similar things.
Well, that's like I'm saying, if you just think of the millions of libraries with the millions of public terminals available, if people just went, left it on, and again, whether somebody wants to come on and look at it, all of a sudden they see it, or ignore it and go on to some other mindless news, that's their business. But there it is, and it's an interesting way of kind of spreading the site.
Absolutely, or just printing up little cards, even little paper cards.
And you can I've done print a little bit more than that. I went and printed out a bunch of, on my printer, www.infowars.com. You go down the road, all the time you see little survey stakes with garage sale signs or whatever. People see these. And so, randomly, I'll just tack these on there and just put them up and down the road here and there.
That's awesome, yeah. And, you know, you can also, just where the newspaper, the free newspapers are out, when you walk into a restaurant, it doesn't even have to be fancy hard cards. You can do, like, I don't know, 10, 15, however many normal cards go on the face of a normal piece of paper. You just cut those up, flimsy paper, probably cost you about half a cent per card or less. I don't know how much a whole sheet of paper is. And then you just drop those around with whatever website or radio show or information you want. And if everybody starts doing things like that, the New World Order will come down. If not, and we're in deep trouble. I appreciate your call, Lindsay. Keep it up. Sherry, Clayton, and others, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.